And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you check out the Sean Green Show page.com. Make sure you check out YouTube. Make sure you check out our Facebook page. Every last interview is up. I want to bring in somebody very special because I know everybody keeps asking me. They keep asking me, hey, I need to find, you know, a good strategy guide and on the latest video game. And they always trying to get these strategy books. So I figured I'd bring in somebody that's kind of like the guru of making strategy guides. Jesse Anderson is the product manager at Prima Games. You can also follow him at Prima Games on Twitter and also on Facebook, Prima Games. Jesse, thanks so much for joining us. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
All right, great. So how long has Prima been creating strategy guides?
Well, Prima's been around quite a while. We've actually been doing strategy guides since 1990. And one of our biggest guides we did right around that time was for Myst, if you remember that old game for PC.
Yeah.
So that one sold over 1 million copies.
Wow. And you know what, with way video games are and how complex they've become over the years, I mean, what process do you go through when you make these strategy guides? Because I'm guessing this it's a lot of research and a lot of troubleshooting and all kinds of stuff that, you know, goes in with, you know, making a guide.
Yeah, it's a very lengthy process, actually, and it requires playing the game quite a bit. So the way it starts off is usually we will get a build of the game, start playing through it, we'll work directly with the developers. They'll answer any questions we have, tell us things about the game that might be kind of hidden in there that even after playing it hundreds of hours, we just might not find. Then the author starts writing away, just playing the game, and we, you know, work directly with the developers to create the design, and, you know, eventually it all comes together in the end, and we get that official stamp of approval from the developer, and then that's where the guides come from.
And how long does that process actually take? Because I guess to develop a video game, I'm going to take a wild guess, since it takes roughly about a year or two. So to write a strategy guide for that game, it has to be a little longer than that.
Well, it's actually, we really can't start creating the guide until the game is near final. So in the early stages, we may take a peek at it just to kind of get an idea of what we're looking at, how big the game is. But, you know, as it's going through the development process, we don't work on it too much until the development team says, hey, the game's close to being done. You guys can start writing the strategy guide. So a game like, say, Super Mario Brothers, for example, like the latest one, Super Mario 3D World.
Yeah.
That one took us probably about 3 months, actually, to do. So our authors just work around the clock on it and just, you know, play a near-final version of the game, and that's where we get a guide. But then you've got games like Skyrim to where, you know, we'll start 6-8 months out just because the game is so massive, it takes that long to cover everything. And that's with the developer's help also.
Oh, wow, wow. Now, when coming up with these strategy guides, have you ever came across something that maybe the developers didn't see? And they were like, you know what, let's keep that as kind of like an Easter egg and let them find that out on their own. Pretty much everything you find is going to get put in that strategy guide.
For the most part, everything's already there. You know, every developer's a little bit different. We'll point out things to them, say, hey, did you know you could do this? And yeah, they'll just say like, wow, we didn't even think of doing it that way. And then they'll make the call of leaving it in or changing it because we found something they didn't like. But yeah, we work alongside them, and we're playing the game with, you know, their QA team at the same time. So sometimes we'll find things and just kind of help them out, and yeah, they vice versa.
Yeah, how come, you know, some games have strategy guides and others don't? I mean, is it because of what people invest in the actual game, or you just go with the hot game?
Yeah, there's a lot of different factors to that. I mean, some games, it's just they're so straightforward that a guide might not make sense, and then the customers, you know, they know that too when they're looking for a guide. They're like, oh, this is a really straightforward game. So, you know, we take that into account when we're looking at what guides we're going to do. So, you know, for example, games like Tales of Xillia 2 that just came out, huge game. People are kind of expect to get a guide for that almost because it's, you know, super in-depth, over 50 hours of gameplay. But then, you know, other straightforward games, you know, like Facebook games and stuff like that, obviously we're not going to do guides for those because they're, you know, Yeah, they're pretty, very straightforward.
Yeah, and you know what, with the times, you know, you've been around since the 90s, and, you know, with time, you know, people have become more, you know, they love to have the information, like, just straightforward, and they can get it as quickly as possible with YouTube and Twitch and all these forums and mediums to get strategy from, because I know some people, they'll go, hey, I'll just go to YouTube, and somebody probably has, you know, has the strategy that they're trying to get off a certain level. How are you able to adapt to the people that are just, I don't want to pick up a strategy guide, or I just look it up on YouTube or something like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's always going to be people like that. They're willing to wait and, you know, find something for free out there. And that's one of the advantages we have, is we work directly with the game developers so that we can have a 100% complete guide out on day one. And we've been constantly improving our guides to include video strategy. You get the digital guide for free when you buy the print guide. And then, you know, bonus items in there, collectability. So we do a lot more hardcover guides now because we know people like to collect those. They like to keep them on their shelf as a nice kind of centerpiece for their game that they enjoy playing so much.
Yeah, and with that being said, I'm guessing when they add on DLCs to certain games, you can just go to PrimaGames.com for the update of the DLC, or is that possible?
Yes, it is. So a really good example for that would be like Battlefield 4, each of those different kind of expansion packs they bring out. So like Dragon's Teeth, for example, came out not too long ago, and our guide was updated for that to include all the new maps, all the new content for that, so that the players have it there right when their DLC comes out. They can check out the strategy right away.
Great. And one of the things I definitely noticed with the next gen systems and the games is that, you know, most of these games now, they don't even come with an instruction manual. They just come with the game. They give you the basic controls and that's it. And do you think that the lack of the instruction manuals is, I'm guessing that's good for your business, right?
Indeed it is. You've got a lot of gamers who, you know, they only play, you know, one or two games a year. They just play their favorite franchise, or maybe there's a new game they've heard about from a friend and they want to dive into it. And, you know, when they see that there's no instruction manual in there, and they're confused of, you know, how do I play this? And a lot of games just kind of throw you in, no in-game tutorial. So that really does help out our guide sales for sure, to where people can see the basics of how to play the game from, you know, the starter level all the way to, you know, they want to do 100% clear of it.
And how can somebody get into, you know, just getting into writing strategy guides and getting into that line of work?
Well, it's a combination of things, to where obviously you need to be a good game player because you have to play the game to be able to write about it. And you do need a strong writing background of being able to clearly explain. Like, there's a lot of great game players, but there's not necessarily, they can't explain it very well to other people. So it's kind of an interesting skill set you need to have for that. And then, of course, you have to be work under pretty tight deadlines, to where, you know, the game is finalized at a late state, and we've got, you know, crunch time, and authors just have to play the game, work around the clock. So I would say, you know, for someone to get into that, yeah, they just have to be really good at playing games, and then being able to, you know, explain how they're good at games through writing
directly. And what are some of the guys we can expect from Prima Games in the upcoming month?
We've got some really good ones coming up. You may have heard of a game called Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yes.
We've got a really good strategy guide for that one coming up. It's going to be super in depth because that game is very big. We've got Lego Batman 3, the new Disney Infinity games that are coming out, and Far Cry 4.
Oh, great. And there you have it. Jesse Anderson, product manager at Prima Games, PrimaGames.com. Make sure you follow them on Twitter. It's at Prima Games. Make sure you follow them on Facebook as well, Prima Games on Facebook. Jesse, thanks so much. Everybody kept asking me about this, and I had to get you out there, man. So thanks for joining us so much, man.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll be back right after this.